This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who gets lucrative federal grants for medical research? Now, a group of medical researchers have gathered 30 years of data showing that researchers who are Black, Asian, or from other minority groups are less likely to win critical National Institutes of Health grants. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more on a story that could affect your health and how your tax money is spent.
If you're a health researcher with a big question to answer, you need an NIH grant. Competition is tough. If you're not white, it's even tougher. In 2013, 19% of minority researchers saw their grants approved, but 23% of whites and multiracial researchers did get money.
If you're a biomedical investigator in the U.S. and you are applying for competitive research funding from the NIH, you are not entering a field that is level. The field is tilted.
Sam Oh is an epidemiologist at UCSF. He and other researchers got their hands on decades of NIH data. Their findings track with previous studies showing that even after considering experience and training, minority research grants are more likely to be declined. Oh worries this funding gap could mean health concerns impacting minorities get overlooked.
Some of these areas of study or investigation affect different parts of our population differently.
The NIH wasn't able to respond by deadline, but in the past has said that diversity in science is a problem it's working on. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.